I see you, Jesus, clothed upon me.
Did not get to go to Memphis. You need to listen to the tapes from up there diligently, because as you know, the Lord chose certain places to do certain jobs. And he spoke in prophecy 14 or 15 years ago in Memphis. No one understood what he was talking about. I had an inkling, just an inkling, that he'd chosen that place. We were riding along in a car, and the spirit of prophecy all at once hit me, almost blew the car up. He planned, chosen that place, plant a garden eastward in Eden. He'd chosen Memphis to finish the mystery. And that's what he did this time. He finished the mystery of God. Swallowed us up into himself and on up into the Father, and wrote our Father's name in our forehead. Declared it just exactly what it is. That you're to operate in the person. In the name of Jesus Christ. And you need to understand him. I thought, well, we'd go to Memphis and catch all them up, and we'd come back here and finish the mystery. But he spoke, began to move through song about finishing the mystery there. I said, Lord, but we started back in Greenville, Dallas, and Fort Worth. I said, yeah, but I spoke years ago that I'd chosen this place. And I said, well, I thought maybe you'd, you know, there'd been a lot of years passed, a lot of disobedience since then. I thought maybe you'd change your mind. He said, I never change my mind. He said, my word is forever settled in heaven. That once I prophesy it, I don't care if it comes out of a jackass. He said, that's it. Yes, Lord. Oh. So you need to move on into these tapes diligently, you that missed them, so that he can finish the mystery in you quickly and move you on into the place that you're supposed to be. to where you won't have to wait until I come back later and do it. Ooh. They'll be on here at the house for you that are have missed them. You can come in here and listen to them and move right on in it if you will. Hath obeyed. At that day, I shall dwell among them. I shall live in them and walk in them. I shall be shall be my people. Behold the tabernacle. Our God is with me. I see you, Jesus. Now listen, you that are trying to lead in this singing now, I want you to stop. You that are trying to lead in this singing, this is a striving spirit. You're supposed to follow the leader in this thing. You're not supposed to take over and start leading. It's a striving demon gets pushing. Okay? Now the Lord doesn't need any of your help. So you're throwing confusion in the thing. We're singing Jesus clothed upon you and you're singing a lie before me. Get your mantle and go to smite and let's get it straight right now. Oh! Hath been given me. It'll be best if we start this thing over now and let me lead out on it. Let me lead out on it, and you second it with me. I know it is. It's everything set up and striving here tonight. Ooh, it's set you all here and going about my business. Hath been given me peace. Let's get it in the right key. Place in this kingdom and all for the works of the flesh or the devil. Or it's going to tear your teams up before you ever start. You don't have a chance. I mean this. If you don't flow in the spirit, you don't have a chance. Once y'all running down Memphis instead of moving in the spirit, coming all the way down from Memphis, you've been moving in a bunch of flesh. That's exactly what happened. Think I'm gonna praise you for this? No, sir. Do just what I'm doing. Walk on you. Because you've been called unto glory. You've been bought with a price, the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not your own. You've been called to bring glory and honor to the name of Jesus. And glory and honor to your Father. That's what you've been called to. You've not been called to run your own way and do your own thing and strive around. Some of you haven't learned that yet. It'd be better if you learned it in obedience than it would have to be learned it in chastening. It'd be better for me to chasten you with words and you say, yes, Lord, hath been given, than for him to have to chasten you with a rod along with the wicked. But this is what he'll do if he has to. Oh. Won't he? Ooh. You're fixing to launch out now. On the first move of God in the earth, I mean the first move of God in the earth of this kind. You don't understand what it is. You don't have to understand, but you do understand you're supposed to walk in obedience and peace. You're fixing to move out in teams now. And this old thing of flit, 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 and you go from one place to another, flashing around, this just won't get it. I mean, it just won't get it. The leaders of these teams, of course, some of you leaders, you're as bad as the rest of them. You're the one that starts. You pollute them with it. Because you don't move in the spirit. You that are leaders of these teams, when we start out now, it'll be required of you that all the team move in the spirit. Oh. Oh. I'm not going to bring up before the Lord a bunch of confused brats. You're not confused, brats. Jesus Christ has come in the flesh now, and you've been made sons of God. That's what you are. Jesus Christ in flesh, living in flesh and blood. Ooh. You've been made that way by grace. Not by works and not by striving. You've been paid for many thousands of years suffering by people. You have a heritage of suffering and blood. People dying for the very thing you're yielding to, and that's that old striving, unrest spirit of Satan. Ooh. Ooh. I see you, Jesus, clothed upon me. Your head and hair as white as wool. Feel him come down on you now. As white as snow, and eyes of fire. One with my Father, hath possessed me. A golden girdle around your chest, the anointing power of the hath wrapped around, now living inside my chest. Your voice of many waters now flows out of me. Ooh. waters
does continually flow from out of my being out to everyone. One mind and heart, one body, soul and life, swallowed up inside you and inside my Father.
Get the key like it's supposed to. Now we start out on our evangelistic trips. We're going to form into teams. It'll be six teams, I believe, five teams, and then Joe Scott will have a team moving in Spanish. But we don't just go helter-skelter. We go with specific instructions, and we obey them. And the specific instructions, you'll have to learn that this is the way I go. The Lord sends me, I go with specific instructions, how I'm supposed to act. He never sends you out and say, now you just go out and do what you can. He sends you out with specific instructions. You'll see this all in the scriptures. This is the way I live, and this is the way you will have to live. Hath been given. Now I'm sought by the Spirit. Meet the perfect will of the Lord in you, move in you in love, one minute in judgment and abhorrence of evil the next. Some of you have moved into love, but you haven't yet moved into that real abhorrence of evil that brings forth a real lashing out and the destruction of Satan in people's lives. Some of you are moving and striving in abhorrence of the flesh, and you're not perfected in love. So the Lord said, bring you back here, and let's get it perfected. And this is what we're doing. We will do it. It won't take us 40 forever to do it, but we'll do it just like he said. One of the characters of Jesus, spoken all through the scriptures, even though he wasn't wise and prudent in his own eyes, all the prophets spoke about him, he shall deal prudently. Be ye wise as a serpent, be ye harmless as a dove, slip quietly upon the enemy. Don't let him know what you intend to do, but strike in fire in obedience to the Lord. Now you notice when Jesus was casting out devils, he didn't let the devils holler and
scream, and he didn't go roaring like a lion and beating and swishing the air. He got them off themselves best he could and kept them quiet, because it was, but when he attacked one of them, they come out of there. It was a real hubbub. Some of them threw on the ground and rolling. He had to, looking like they were dead, and people run, one time run from a half a mile away is making such noise. Most of the time when he was in the crowd and everything, he wouldn't let them speak. When he was casting them out, he wouldn't let them speak. He didn't care on a big hubbub. You know why he wouldn't let them speak? He didn't want those other demon possessed back there to get scared and run off before he could get to them. Oh, he wanted to catch them. He moved in wisdom.
I want you to listen to this tape. Be meek and agreeable until you get an opening. Then in power, fine judgment, suck it to them and deliver them with a spirit of prophecy. Take dominion over Satan and cleanse them with the blood and set them free.
Now that's what it means, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Move around among them. Don't compromise with them. Some of you still have the idea you got to compromise with them. Uh-uh. You just move around among them, you get an opening, you sock it to them. You know, you've seen me do this. Don't just go jump on them right away and go roaring at them. You maybe get one about half delivered, and the rest of them will flee like coveys of quail.
Slip upon them, sing them a song. Act just like you're one of them. Then when the Holy Ghost urges you inside, pounce upon them and deliver them.
You'll see this pattern in Jesus' life all time. He was just as quiet, acting just like his people. They called him a glutton and a wine bibber, acting just like them. But all they want, pow! They'd go writhing and screaming, and deliverance would come.
Ooh. Right on the ground, if they want to argue, whisper Lord Jesus on the inside. Your will hath been done through me. As the Spirit rises, break forth in prophecy. Ooh, ooh. Ah, ah, ah.
So about that striving tonight, don't you? You go in a group of people striving already, you don't have a chance. You may get one or two doves. slip up on them, sing them a song, act just like you're one of them. Then when the Holy Ghost urges you on the inside, pounce upon them and deliver them. Learn wisdom, listen to me, play with them like a cat with a mouse. Confess inside, Jesus, your wisdom hath come. Pounce upon them in vengeance and deliverance. Now, if any of you have been watching me by the Spirit, you've seen me just play with people like this. I just play with them. They're like a cat playing with a mouse. You have the same dimension. Play with you, going to ask me questions. If I get something wrong, I didn't pounce on you. Whole lot easier that way. This is the way he did it. Tell them about the new Jerusalem, about the three gates of salvation. That's been from heaven sent down by Jesus. If they reject, then tell them the judgment. You see the wisdom in this? You want to get the dove out of there first, if possible. Since probably you won't know all things, let's get the doves and the meek first. The call is for the meek first. Now, you will absolutely mortify the meek if you go after an old bullock the first thing, and that's what some of you are fixing to do. So the instruction was to tell them about the New Jerusalem. We'll get you a message laid out how to do that. And then if you can get a few of the meek ones, doves going through them, gates, some of the rest of them holding back, then you can pounce on them in judgment. You've seen me do this. Get those meek ones first. The judgment message is very plain. Day of vengeance of our God is upon the earth, upon all men. God commands all now to repent. Very plain. You're sent to command folks to repent. Period. Before you go in, confess to the Lord. Lord Jesus, you have given me love. Love for this people to deliver them. Your perfect will hath been done in me. This takes it completely out of your hands, sets you at rest. and obligates him to move through you by the Spirit. This message on. Sample message Lord had me to give you, and I want you to take it. It's being perfected just like others. For the hairs you'll divide up all the people and put them on those 16. You'll go through it together in a team. Ooh. In my new Jerusalem, sent down from heaven, there are three gates for you to enter in. The gates to my fullness, my heavenly life, all are given you by grace through faith. The visitation of Almighty God is upon earth. And God commands all people to come to Him and repent. He has sent down from heaven the New Jerusalem. to bring his people quickly into the fullness of Christ and to bring his visitation of the mighty Holy Ghost upon the earth. And that's what we're here for, is to offer you a visitation of the Spirit of Almighty God. If you want it, then we offer it to you. God has sent it down. It's here. It's for you. In my new Jerusalem, sent down from heaven, there are three gates for you to enter in. The gates to my fullness, my heavenly life, all are given you by grace through faith. Now get you someone here and demonstrate it. Hold them up there while you're singing. Either get someone. Don't be like Brother Josh was with Lester. Don't get someone that's going to resist, man. Pick you out someone. If you don't know, pick you out one of your own. You don't want a demonstrator up there resisting. You have to beat them around with a mantle to get them subdued and get everybody scared to death. So you're sending demonstration of spirit and power. One gate is a pit of fire in my bowels, and the bowels of your Father, who's one with me, reserved for Satan and your old Adam, sin man. In love, I place before you to cleanse up your foul life. By faith now cast him, confessing hath been destroyed. Then all the works of sin of your Adam life, and all the works of Satan leap from your life, as you wipe with my blood from heel to head. Been clothing down upon you from your Father behind me comes the promise of your Father. He promised to you, clothe you on with glory, saturate you with grace, the gift of your Spirit for your ministry. Now I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how this works. Come here, Joyce. Whoa. All you have to do is come by faith to that gate. That gate number one. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Head and hair white as wool, white as snow. Clothes upon, and one with my Father. Head and hair white as wool, eyes of fire, body shining with the glory and fire of your resurrection. And in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire, which I now by faith cast all my sins, all my old sin nature, and all working of Satan, and all his demons. And I accept by faith they have been destroyed. Just wipe with the blood. Cast it over in there, and the power of God comes down on you. Oh. It's that simple, and that's that easy. Now, would someone else like to come, go through that first gate? All right. Whoa. Remember now, put your rags in there and give them to them when you start out, because if there's any of them, if you get them through there, you want to get them right into Joel's army of locusts right away. Lord Jesus, I see you right there before me. My face, head and hair, white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with my Father, eyes with fire, oh, body shining in fire and glory of your resurrection, and in your bowels, and in the bowels of my Father, is a pit of fire, in which I accept by faith all my old Adam nature and all my sins have been placed in that pit of fire, and all working of Satan and all demons of worry and fear have been placed in that fire and have been utterly consumed, wiped with the blood. Give them the rag. Gate number two. The next gate is a sea. Is a sea in my memory. And the memory of your Father, who's one with me. For you cast your memory of your old past life. All your past mistakes, all things that condemn. The sea of forgetfulness we give you in love to free your life by grace and faith. So wipe with my blood, confess have been forgotten, and leave your life cast in the sea. Then feel the sword of grace clothed upon you, coming from your Father, who's one with me. Clothed upon you and saturates with our grace. Gone forever is the memories of your past life. One of the greatest hindrances in the life of God's people is their memory of their past mistakes and their old past life, and all the condemnation and fears of their old past life. So God has given, through his love, a place where you can get rid of these by grace through faith. And that is called a sea of forgetfulness, spoken of in the Bible, many places. How that you cast your memory of all your old past life in that sea of forgetfulness. And then God, by the Spirit, cuts off that memory, purges your memory with the blood, purges your conscience from dead works, and leaves you free to serve the living God. And that's gate number two. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. Head and hair white as wool, white as snow, clothed upon and one with my Father, eyes of fire, body shining, with the fire and glory of your resurrection. Garment on all the way down to the foot. And in your memory, and in the memory of my Father, is that great sea of forgiveness in which now I by faith place my old past life, all my past mistakes, and all working of Satan, and all condemnation, and I accept they have sunk forever out of sight. Now wipe with the blood That blood is poured to that conscience. Oh, and they're gone. Oh, number three. The next gate is love. On my heavenly heart and the heart of your Father who's one with me. A place to heal all the bruises of your life, of your journey in sin and in Satan's land. One of the greatest hindrances to a child of God trying to live the life of Christ is all the bruises in their past life. Things that they hold grudges for. Old hatreds and old malices that continually hinders them in their Christian life. Old prejudices, countless other things. But the Lord had a place to heal all of that, for His salvation is complete. And that's in the heart of Jesus, heart of your Father. As one with Him, as you come there and by faith accept, you've been placed on that heart, absorbed in it, you'll feel the Holy Ghost just baptize you right into that heart, and that love will just wipe away all those old grudges, all those past bruises and prejudices, and you'll be free. The salvation God offers you today is a complete salvation. Oh, so now in love, I place before you our heavenly heart, by faith enter in. Look in my face and confess I've been absorbed, and the Holy Ghost baptizes you in. As the Holy Ghost baptizes you in arms, I sprinkle the blood to seal you in. In obedience to our Father, all blood belongs to Him. Now settled in your love, your old journey does end. Oh, oh. Lord Jesus, see you right there before me. In her, white as wool, white as snow. Clothed upon and one with my Father. Eyes of fire, body shining like the noonday sun. And in your heart, in the heart of my Father, I accept my faith and that I have been placed upon your heart and have been absorbed into your heart. Now just feel the Holy Ghost baptize you in and sprinkle you with blood and flow down upon you. Oh, and feel that love heal your bruises in there. Oh, oh. in our gate of love. We massage you gently with the balm of our love. We water you freely with our tears. We're glad to see you, our prodigal son. Oh, 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 how shall you escape if you neglect so great a salvation? There are no escape for you if you reject this full and complete salvation that God has offered you. There is nothing left for you but judgment by fire and destruction, because the day of vengeance of God is upon you, and he requires your life at his hand. Now you have a choice in this. You can either give your life to Jesus, or he'll take your life by fire. It's that simple. But when the mighty visitation of the Father God begins to move on earth, he commands everyone to repent. You are commanded to repent now and accept his salvation or be marked with his judgment. It is that simple and it's that plain. Oh. The day of vengeance of God is upon you. He requires your life at his hand. You have a choice. You can give your life to Jesus, or he'll take your life by his judgment fire. I use great plainness of speech because I don't want to be misunderstood. If you reject this salvation, you have nothing left for you except the fire and the judgment of God. And begin not to say in your heart that you went through some religious plan for salvation, because there are none other name under heaven whereby you can be saved except through Jesus Christ. There is not a plan of salvation that can save you except a personal experience with Jesus. And God commands you to accept what Jesus offers you, and he offers you these three gates for your salvation. And if you do not accept this, there is no hope for you. Now you can live in your own religious plan of salvation, pat yourself on the back, and go down to fire and hell. That's where you're going. Because any kind of religious plan that you've had given to you is a false plan of Satan. It's not the plan of God. Because there is none other name under heaven whereby men can be saved. No other person that you can come to except Jesus Christ. And he gives you the way right here. The wickedness of man has come up before me. Every evil thing they have fulfilled. So I will declare my day of vengeance to destroy wicked men from the earth. And I want to tell you a little story. In Luke the 4th chapter, when Jesus Christ came and announced his ministry in the earth, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, to recover them sight to the blind and to set at liberty them that are bruised. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He read that out of the book of Isaiah. But he closed the book before he finished. He left off the day of vengeance of our God. Because he knew that his visitation on the earth at that time was a visitation of grace. To give man a chance to know the grace and love of God. But now today the New Jerusalem has been sent out and the pit of fire signifies a day of vengeance has come. And the eyes of fire that we see in Jesus Christ says the vengeance of God is upon you. And now the command comes to repent. Turn from your way and come to his way or burn. Now that's how God's plain God is with you. Since the dawn of creation, man has rebelled against me, has chosen Satan's religious ways. Now the stink of religion has come up in my nostrils, and I've set my face against religious man. The world over, deceived by false plans of salvation. Condemning preachers come to them preaching good and evil and condemn them. Get them feeling guilty and condemned. Tell them walk the aisle, shake my hand, or some other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 step of salvation. And they deceive men, deceive many of you into thinking they were saved. They walked down, they felt relieved for a little while. That won't get it. None other name on the heaven. Somebody can be saved. Man shall repent and shall do it quickly. My long suffering has come to an end. I've gathered my angels of fire around you, and I'm ready to strike the world with my fire. You see this in the book of Revelation. In the last days, fire of God came down from heaven and consumed them. You're living in that day when God has said that he is going to clean every bit of the wickedness of man off of this earth and bring in his new kingdom age. Now he's given you a chance to move through those three gates into his kingdom age, or he'll go out and be peppered with his fire, not only in this life, but in the life to come. The command is repent and get to these gates. Whoa. I gave you my son because of my love. You crucified and put him to death. Yet in his suffering, in love he gave you salvation. You'll receive him now or never. You say, I didn't crucify Jesus. Oh, yes, you did. God says that your sinful nature, your old Adam nature, is the very thing that crucified his son, Jesus Christ, and made him suffer. And you stand before him accused of the death of Jesus Christ. Your old Adam sin nature and your yielding to Satan is the very thing that put his son to death. And God says, I accuse all. I condemn all sin in the flesh because they made my son die. And you stand before me condemned, he says. And there's number one way for you to escape, and that's accepting love and salvation.
It's either that or hell. It's either love or fire. I don't take any halfway measures. You killed him. You made him suffer. And don't tell me some fable about the Roman soldiers or the Jewish people killed him. You and your sins of the whole world killed him. And I hold each one accountable for it. That's the way your Father God looks at it. Whoa. I have spoken and said.
You'll notice, you check history out with the Bible. He did everything he said he's going to do. Sometime he did it immediately. Sometime he waited several years. But he never lied. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Hath he not spoken, and shall he not do it? When he puts the sentence of death and fire and torment upon you, you bear it, and it shall come. There's nothing you can do about it unless you accept his way of love. Bow your knee to Jesus. Confess your tongue to him. So you may choose the way you want it to be. Shall it be my wrath or my love? I now invite you to come or reject. Choose ye this day who you will serve. How do you want it? You want the New Jerusalem? Gates of love, peace, and joy? Or do you want the sentence of death and fire be carried out on you? Which one do you want? Submit yourself up. Ask the Lord, Lord Jesus, Father, I ask you to perfect this thing in me. And then confess it hath been done. And just let it perfect right out of you.
and keep pressing forward for that purpose. Not being satisfied with just one mission. As Paul said, I'll give you me for example. I'll write a message, I'll prophesy it, I'll throw it away. And I'll go up again, Lord Jesus. Up through you and you into the Father. I present myself to be perfected. I ask you, Lord, to perfect this message. Bring forth your perfect will. I confess it hath been done. I'll wait for that spirit of prophecy to move. And then here I go again. Until I hear or feel a voice say, that's it. Do you want to be do that way, or do you want to just slow down? Okay, we want to set up now the six team. Joyce, you get on that Spanish team. Where is Billy here tonight? Anyone else here been moving in Spanish? Lord, we're going to have a lot of help in Mexico. Now, y'all can sit in on this if you want to, you that are not moving with the team. You can sit in on it, as long as you don't try to leave. Now, we want to go over that message of Joel's locust when his service is in Greenville. Huh? Dallas on Wednesday. Fort Worth Tuesday. Tuesday. Okay, get your message and Ken tomorrow night. Get down to Fort Worth and your team. Let's deliver Joel's locust down there and let's get through it again. Move. Then Wednesday night, let's put Jesse, you and your team. No, you and your team get Thursday night, get Greenville. Cheryl, y'all get Dallas Wednesday night. Okay. George Locke, are you scared? And all right. Now y'all can all visit with them if you want to, but it would be best if you got together on these team now and went through these messages, perfected, get them written down. I didn't come out here tonight. I could have come out here without them written down and went through them. You've seen me do it. I don't need them. But I came out here with these written down tonight to demonstrate to you how to do this thing. Don't try to do it rambunctiously before you're ever able to do it. Write the thing out and go from there. You know, you've seen me sing for hours and hours, minister for hours and hours, never have anything written down. But now don't presume that you're in that place until you come to that place. Okay? So take these messages and start from the foundation. What I've given you here tonight, and begin to move in the spirit of prophecy and add on to it and add on to it and let it work out in your life. Okay? But let's get these basic little messages perfected now. Get on them and get to copying them. And let them get perfect and get to perfecting them in our music. Get the right keys and everything. And then, you that are doing the ministering, you turn around and let someone else on that team. You ministered first. Let someone else on the team minister. Okay. And then let someone else on the team minister. Now, let's don't have a free-for-all on the thing. Let's just get the original ones that were on the team. Let them minister start with. And then we'll go into the others later. Let's don't just get a free-for-all now, letting whosoever will come in there and mess it up. But let's just get the original. What is it, three to each team? Original. Let's go through those three or four, whatever it was. And let the others participate until they're ready. Okay? Ooh, and we'll get it perfected. Now, our plan, as far as I know, our plan is to hit this weekend to send. This is all subject to the Lord. He may send before then. We'll be sending teams in. Of course, Ken will be going into Fort Worth and getting started in there. And we'll be sending team into Houston and the other places, and we'll be going on in to farm and setting that church in order there. So we'll be sending out, as the Lord said, Brother Joe. So get ready. Yeah, we want to send a team on down there, and you begin to gather those folks in and get them in there. Of course, it'll be a whole lot of just hauling them in. That's all you'll need to do. Get them into that main place, but you'll have to go persuade them, you know, so on and so forth. And then also, we need to begin to move out down there and get openings. We've tried this several times in the valley. Seems like everybody just sort of gives up on it, but now it's time to move it. We get out there and set that church in order. We may have three or four teams going up and down that valley. There's enough English there to, we can get two or three interpreters. We can let her rip, can't we? Oh, thank you, Jesus. You ready, Coop? Oh, as you move in obedience and submit unto me, I'll cleanse the earth and bring forth a new age, and the former and latter rain in the same season. You shall sow and shall reap at the same time. You shall not wait a long while and let another reap. But the new Jerusalem, you sow and reap in one day, sometime in 1 hour, in every way. You notice this characteristic about the new Jerusalem? How did you sow and reap those three gates? Same time, move them right on in. Okay, let's get the tape copied and get at it.